Let me then call the Mesa City Council study session of Monday, October 15th, 2007 to order. Review items on the agenda for the October 15th regular meeting. Let me just ask if anyone has any questions on any of the items that are on the agenda.
Just this question, has Councilmember Whalen joined us yet?
Councilmember Whalen, are you on the line with us?
He's
almost? That doesn't count.
Horseshoes and kissing. That's it.
Horseshoes and
kissing. All right.
No, kissing. Close counts.
How much is almost? Did he just dial in or is he out buying a credit card? Okay, well, we'll go back if he has any questions. Let me introduce the second topic then, if there are no questions on the agenda. That would be to discuss and provide direction on the process for appointing a council member to fill the vacancy in District 5, including identifying the candidates to be interviewed. And I think we somewhat agreed to let me take a first shot at trying to narrow those down. I have done that. I'm going to pass those on down. Here are my three recommendations. And they are John Perkinson, Daryl Truitt, and Terry Benelli. We had 12 applicants. I was very, very pleased with the response, any of which, in my opinion, had the resume that certainly warranted our consideration. These are three that I have known or have heard of with community service and involvement in the community. I felt that they would be it would be a very easy transition for them in the 7 months to actually be able to be very strong contributors to us as a council in our deliberations. So that's why they were picked. I know that all the council members have received the applications and the correspondence that went with those, the different letters of recommendation, and I want to thank all the applicants for the time and energy that that took, and your involvement, concern for the city of Mesa. I think that came through in all of the applicants that submitted. So that would be my recommendation. Is Councilmember Whalen on at this point? Mike, are you on the line?
I'm here, Mayor.
Okay. Did you hear the recommendations?
I'm watching online.
Oh, that's neat. Hi.
Wow. Hey, Mike.
You can do that, huh? All right. Okay, then discussion. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I have pondered this over the weekend, and it was very difficult. I don't envy you the decision here. It was a very deep pool of candidates, which is very positive for Mesa, positive for District 5. And the decision that I reached over the weekend was that if your candidates fell in the category of people that I thought were good appointments for this position, that I was not going to argue about, you know, one or another, and we should take this one off and add that one to the list. I find this list to be acceptable to me. I think these are very good candidates. I think District 5 would be well represented by any of them. Frankly, as I said, the pool was very deep. It was a great representation. I think that some of those people who applied, I think we'll probably see them run, and I would encourage them to run. I think you'll get a great conversation about what should happen in that district. So having said that, Mayor, are you looking for a motion? Or what's the, or do you need a motion? What is it? Discuss and provide direction. What is it that we can do on this? Because
we would be calling in these three then for interviews on the 18th. That would be the study session that morning. Or however many or whatever we agree to do final interviews. There is also a procedure here, let me pass these out, that Neil Beetz created for the selection. And basically it says whoever gets four votes gets selected.
Not today, but
no.
When we do it.
But just so you know what the procedure has been in the past on the process that has been used. Now, I'd like to get into more of a discussion about how much time should we allocate, how many questions, more direction from the council on how you want to handle that aspect of it too. But let's see if we can agree on which candidates or how many to bring in for follow-up interviews. So, and I would say let's do a motion on this one to either approve or add or subtract.
And I was going to make that in the form of a motion, but I needed to understand if the way it was posted would allow me to do that.
Yes, it would, Vice Mayor.
All right, well then I will make that motion. Thank you, Mayor.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Discussion? Councilmember Whalen, do you want to?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you for your list of nominations. I've spent quite a bit of time going over the applications.
May have to speak up just a little bit, Mike. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that works better.
There's a little bit of a back feed, so it's kind of disconcerting for me to talk. If they could turn the volume down, maybe.
Okay, we're not picking it up on this end.
Okay, well, I'll do the best I can then.
All right.
Thank you very much for your recommendations. I know that originally you'd indicated a potential of 3 to 5 members to be recommended for further interview. I believe there's one additional candidate on the list, Mayor, who has incredible credentials that I think would be worthy of an interview, and that would be Mr. Austin. So I would beg your indulgence to increase the list to at least 4, if that's possible.
Well, we can certainly do all 12, too, if the council wants to go through that process. So that's...
I have no trouble with the 3 names that you have indicated, and I'm very thankful for the large list. But I think we may be doing a disservice by not adding at least 1 more person to that list.
All right, discussion.
I would be in agreement with Mike. I like the list that we have here with these 3. I think Mr. Austin, given his service to community, would at least be worth having him come in for the interview. But I like these 3 names.
Okay, do you want to try to amend it to the motion?
I will, right. If the seconder will concur to amend the motion. I will amend the motion. We need to get to 4 votes on this.
Okay. And I'm not voting for it, obviously. I recommended 3, and I did it for a reason. I thought there was a kind of a separation point, and I thought those were 3 outstanding candidates that we could pick from. So I didn't pick 4 originally because I thought there was a natural break with the 3. So I will not be supporting it. Right? So let's...
May I?
Go ahead.
We are down to just a handful of us here. Mr. Rawls is not here to vote. We have to get to 4 votes. And I explained what my logic was. Mm-hmm. So my original intent, Mayor, would have been to support the 3 that you... If I had about 6 that I would have been okay with. And I would have supported any of those 3. Mm-hmm. You brought forward 3. But if we're going to have 2 no votes on it... You know, maybe we should proceed with a motion and have it voted down and then come up with a new.
Well, I think that the way I would normally conduct this would be to take the amended motion that would include and vote on that first,
yeah,
up or down, and then we go back to the 3 and see if we have 4.
I agree.
All right.
Mayor, the seconder, I'm willing to do it the other way around. To vote with the non-amended motion.
All right. Then if we
with my original,
right,
motion.
I actually would like to go the other way. Try it with 4, and if that doesn't work, then we'll go back to the 3.
We have a motion on the floor,
and I, yeah.
Right. Let me ask the city attorney, is there any, can I conduct this either way?
You can, Mayor, since Mesa has never adopted Robert's rules. You're the parliamentarian for purposes of the meeting.
All right. Well, let me see then if we have 4 votes to select the 3 that were proposed. And then if that doesn't work, then I'll go ahead and call on Mr. Whalen to propose a 4th, and we'll see if that has 3 votes to go forward. Scott.
Out of curiosity, if this fails, it goes to the 4. That fails. Can we come back to this one again and reconsider this one? Or?
Yes, you may. I've just learned that I can do what I like.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I like that. I'd like a second opinion.
Well, within reason here. Kyle.
As we talked about the process of how to do this, I was very concerned that we don't turn this into a circus because we have a lot of qualified people who could do this.
Mm-hmm.
The list that we had was very positive, very qualified people, and we left it to you to give us a list of what to do. And with all due respect, there's 2 or 3 others that I could add to this list, but I was willing to accept the list that you presented and narrow it down because, quite frankly, this seat is going to be open for an election in just a few months. Whoever really feels strongly about filling this seat, we're filling an interim, and whoever wants to fill that seat can come forward and run their campaign because they'll have to do it real quick anyway. And so I was comfortable with leaving it just with the, whoever you recommended, because I had looked at the list, and I had it cut to about half. And I really don't want to turn this into a circus, because each one of us could add a name to this list, and I don't want to go that route.
All right. Vice Mayor.
And Mayor, I will add that I absolutely agree with what Councilmember Jones just said. I went to the same place. There were probably six people on this list that, as I said, that I could have been acceptable with. Mr. Austin was one of them. There were two others that I could have added to this list. But I once again, you know, I don't want to throw people's names out there and trash them publicly. Every one of these people stepped up to say that they would work for their community, and every one of them was a good person. There was not one person on that list that I looked at and thought, whoa, boy howdy, we don't want that person. So I don't want to be in a position where I'm now advocating for one of my six and not for the others of my six. So I am going to support the original motion.
Okay. Scott?
Well, I don't have that same problem, because the four people I wanted to interview are the four people that Mike and I guess are talking about. That's who I've been. Not that I'll say all the same good things about everybody on that list, but those four. And since the rule was 3-5, or the request was 3-5, I'd like to see that fourth person on there. But we'll see how that vote goes and see if we can get the four today.
Okay, sure. So there's a motion and second for the three submittals, John Perkinson, Daryl Truitt, and Terry Vanelli. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay.
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 Okay, we have a 3-2. It does not pass. Another motion.
I'll make a motion to have four interviewees, including the three that the mayor has identified, plus Mr. Phil Austin.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and second to that effect. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Nay. Nay. All right, somebody want to throw out some more names? You want to go back to the first motion?
How do you reconsider the first?
Yep, well, we need one of those voting against it to reconsider. Right, Vice Mayor?
No, let me sit here and think a moment.
Right.
I'm not ready yet.
Let me, while everybody's contemplating this, why don't we do a couple of other items of business. So I'm going to jump on to item number 3, appointments to boards and committees. See if I can get a approval for that one. We have one for the Human Relations Advisory Board.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right, motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. While you're still thinking about that, why don't we do, yeah. All right, Vice Mayor.
I'm going to make a motion for reconsideration. I will.
I don't believe you can, because.
I was on the losing side of a vote.
Oh, you're going to do that one.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think I can.
Well, okay.
Because I am.
Still
I am,
need four. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'll try. I am unwilling to, I am not opposed to Mr. Austin, and I'm unwilling to sit here and make an argument against him. I'm also, but I also do not want to expand this list to 5 or 6. I'm not sure in terms of our process how I get to, do I make a motion for reconsideration and then see if that passes? Is that how that goes?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, you can make a motion to reconsider to include Phil Austin to the list of three that have been here, and then it would only take one vote.
Okay, that's my motion.
All right, so the...
Second.
All right, you have a motion and second. Thanks, Mike. Motion and second for reconsideration. I think the vote first is to vote to reconsider. Why don't we just skip that phase, and let's say we're going to talk about four people. And we'll bring...
And that was the motion, since Ms. Spinner told me I could do that. That was the motion.
Right. Okay, so this vote would be for John Perkinson, Daryl Truitt, Terry Benelli, and Phil Austin to be brought in for interviews. Correct?
Yeah.
Questions, Kyle?
Not a question so much as just restating. I will go ahead and support putting Phil on the deal, on the list. He would do an excellent job. I was just willing to take whatever... you recommended, simply because I did not want to make this a big issue. But if we're going to have an impasse, let's go ahead and move the list to 4 and be done with it.
Okay. And I've already stated my position on this one. So. Okay, all those in favor of the four that I just listed, say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, aye. Mike, did you vote for Mr. Austin?
I voted aye.
Okay, then the list would be John Perkins, Daryl Truitt, Terry Benelli, and Phil Austin for interviews. And that will be on the 18th. How many minutes apiece? You want to do 15, 20? 15 is an hour. 20 is 10?
Mayor.
And how many questions? Who's going to do them? One from each of us? We're going to, how do you want to follow from this point? Because this is uncharted ground as far as I know. Vice Mayor.
You know, we had had some discussion on this before. I would like to ask people to rethink how we're doing this. I would like everyone who is in participating in this to rethink what our venue is going to be. Invite the public in. We've all agreed with that. This has not been done this way before in the city of Mesa. In the past, somebody has just, a name has been recommended by the mayor. Council either approved it or didn't approve it. That's basically the way it's worked in the past. I think it's a lot to ask somebody to get up and do this in as formal a setting where, you know, as I have said, this looks like the Senate panel. Where were you on the night of June 27th? And I think that something that is less formal than this, where everyone's invited to attend, but, you know, we have it, say, at Centennial Hall, where it can be a little less rigid with the big desks up here and everything, and have it more like we've done with our interviews with the city manager, the city attorney, those kinds of things, but in a public setting. I would appreciate if we could have a little discussion about doing it that way, Mayor.
Okay. I believe that whoever serves is going to be up here very quickly, in fact, once they're selected. So I don't really have a problem with them sitting down there and taking some hard questions from the council as far as what they're doing. But I also know that that's the reason you go through a campaign, is to somewhat get educated so you have intelligent answers and you don't lock yourself into something. So I guess I'm open with either direction, but my preference would be to just get it over with, call them in, and interview and see how they respond, because the next meeting they're going to be a council member.
They will. I agree with that. Yeah. Are you thinking that we would then
vote here at a study session? No, I think we'll take it till the next meeting and then have the further discussion and vote. So you're going to have from the 18th to the 23rd, and that's because Council Member Rawls would be back, so we would have a full slate of council members. And we may need that to get to four.
I wonder if there's a way of setting up the room so it's a little less.
All right. All right. Okay. How about the rest of you? Mike, any suggestions on how to do the interviews?
No, I think whatever you think, Mayor, it's just a chance to sit down and be able to talk one-on-one with the candidates, and I'm fine with whatever procedure.
Okay. I think the study session also lets the public see who they are, because they're going to soon be serving as the council members. So, Kyle?
I stated before, my concern is making this somewhat of a circus, and I don't want to go that route. So I would prefer minimal time. I think we have most of the information. Their service, their history speaks a lot for what they do. That's why they have been narrowed down and on this list. So I don't want to have it long and protracted. I just want to make it as minimal as possible, because again, it's going to be somebody running very soon to fill out the term.
Well,
this is going to be an eight month sitting.
Okay, I would suggest, and let me just run it so we can go from it or defeat it, that we have the four candidates come in. Every council member will have the ability to ask one question. You can vary it according to candidates. You can not ask one if you don't want to, and have a 3-minute response for each question. That gives us 18 minutes per candidate, and then we'll give them a couple minutes for some type of either introduction or a roundup. So we're in the 20-some minutes per candidate aspect of it. That they will be asked to come in at the study session. It will be televised. We will have that open type of discussion, and then we do not make the decision that day. We come back at another date, because I'm not sure we want to deliberate immediately after, but that's open for discussion too, if you want. just to get it done. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Because there will only be five of us with Mr. Rawls not present, I think that's 15 minutes. So if you gave them 3 minutes for an opening statement and then 15 minutes of questions and then, you know, a couple of minutes for a closing statement, I think that would take care of it. That's fine with me. You end up with about 20 minutes with overages and everything. You're probably looking at an hour and a half to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And that works for me. In terms of the questions, I don't want to be structured on that.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we don't have any. We've had issues before with legal things, and you might want to just remind us of the kinds of things that, if there are any, that we can't ask. It's interesting because when you're running for office, they can ask you anything, how old you are, how many kids you have. but we know that when we go through a hiring process, we don't have that same thing. We have EEOC and all those things that come into play. So I think I need to have an understanding of what kinds of things we can legally ask and not.
Mayor, Vice Mayor, generally, in terms of the substance, which I assume would be the questions you'll be asking, substantive issues regarding their plans for how are they going to get up to speed with council, what are the issues that they see facing the city of Mesa, there's no restrictions on that. Vice Mayor, you are correct. We're a little more concerned if you were to ask questions about the areas where there are protected classes, age, ethnic background, issues like that. If you have any concerns about that, I would ask that you talk to me in advance, but assuming it's really getting to the substance of performance as a council member and issues facing the city of Mesa, the council has latitude there.
Okay. Mike, are you comfortable with the Thursday everybody ask a question concept?
I am comfortable.
All right. Scott?
It's the only question I'd have to ask. First of all, I like that idea of that setup. I think that'll work for us. The only question I have is how are we going to end that as far as making a motion for one individual or the other?
Well, and that will take place on the 23rd, and it basically somebody makes a motion until somebody gets four votes. Or we can establish another process if something else comes to mind after we do the interviews, or if you want to talk to me about how to conduct that, I'm open.
Mayor, I believe it's the 25th. It'll be the following Thursday.
Okay.
So
25th.
The interviews are on the 18th, and
selections
the discussion will be on the
25th.
Like
all right.
Is that what's on here?
Basically,
I haven't had a chance to read it. It just came in.
I don't know if that is something.
That was issued in, I think, 1991 by the prior city attorney. That's the process that was followed in 1991 when they filled a council vacancy. You're not obligated to follow that. That is the process that they followed at that time, so the mayor is offering it as a suggestion.
First nominee, four votes.
Okay. And whatever process we do, we might want to write it down just so somebody can look at it to see if they want to use it or modify it later, because it's so unusual, the circumstance, that we haven't really figured out a seamless process that makes this flow real easy yet. Kyle?
I just also want a clarification. We're not entertaining any other speakers in behalf of anybody. This is strictly we're talking to the candidates. People are welcome to come if they want, but we're not looking to have the place packed for a show of support and signs and all that stuff. That's not part of this process at all. I mean,
that wasn't what I had in mind. It may help or hurt the candidate if they do so.
But we will not be we will not be entertaining comments publicly for.
Right.
For or against any candidate?
No, we will interview the candidates only. All right? Okay. If there's no objection, then we'll establish that as a process. Heidi, could you notify all of the applicants and thank them for me and see if we can make sure that they keep their calendar clear on the morning of the 18th so they can be interviewed? All right, thank you. Item number four is hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. We're running a little short, so. The only thing I want to say is Gateway selected a logo today, and that's what it looks like.
It should be bigger than that, right?
Oh, yeah, much bigger. So it's going to be the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, and it's a fairly unique design, and that will be their new logo that they're going to be doing some multi-marketing on. Okay. Scheduling the meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Yeah, Mayor, just quickly, speaking of the 18th, we also have an item that we need to cover with the council in that study session. It relates to the discussion, the follow-up on the permanent base adjustment alternative that we may need to consider, and we would, that we're to come back with council and talk about what would be included in that number. So what I would suggest, if council concurs, is that on Thursday, October 18th, we begin our study session as we normally would at 7:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. In the first 30 minutes, we would then have that discussion. Mr. Odom is prepared to make a presentation to council on how we would come about with a number as it relates to the permanent base. If we believe that 30 minutes would be sufficient, then we could schedule the interviews sometime after that. Thinking that if we have our discussion about the permit first, then you can go into schedule time for the interviews after that. So that's what we were anticipating doing going forward for the 18th.
And I'm assuming the interview process is going to be televised too?
Yes, yes, we can do that.
I would almost rather do the 7:30 to start the interview so everybody knew what time so okay. They could go to work. And okay.
That's fine too. It doesn't, either order is fine, Mayor, right. If you
yeah,
prefer that.
Why don't we just set it up for 7:30 in case that takes longer. I don't want to have them have to.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, okay.
We'll do that and Chuck will just be on standby right. When we're ready for that.
Okay.
So we can do that. And then just quickly, Mayor, as many of you know, tomorrow the city of Mesa will be participating in the Top Off 4 exercise. As part of that exercise, there will be briefings, which we will be providing, obviously, to the mayor. Mayor is fully engaged in opportunities, but we also want to make sure the council has opportunities to receive briefings. For your information, we believe that if you are available and would like to participate in a briefing, the first briefing that we would have available tomorrow, we would plan to schedule around 1:30 p.m. at the police department. And I know the mayor's going to be at another location, but he will be getting his briefings during the day also. But actually, where the mayor will be part of getting briefed up on another level. So just want to make that announcement, and if the council is interested, you could come and participate or at least be briefed. We'll be sending out information through email and other sources during the day also. So it doesn't require you to necessarily come down physically to the EOC, but we will be sending out emails and briefings as we would normally do. And then also, let's see, let me make sure we get back online here. There's an Intergovernmental Affairs Committee meeting also on the 18th. So that would follow all of the study session and the interviews. And let's see, what else can we do to wear you down? Just also a reminder that we're looking at November 8th. I talked about this last time. In place of the council retreat on November 8th, which is a Thursday, but the idea is we would spend maybe at least the most of that morning through lunch covering, we think, we're planning on at least maybe four topics that would take maybe about an hour each for briefings to give time to talk about. We've talked about getting the briefing from where we are on the strategic plan that we're working on around the Williams Gateway area, the Pinal County land, development or sales, where we are with that, and we have a couple other topics. But so we would ask the council if you could accommodate at least a larger portion of the morning on the 8th for those discussions. Those were the topics that members of council asked that we consider bringing forward, kind of helping setting the stage and talking about items going forward for the next portion of the year. And again, reminder, on October 26th at 8 a.m. we have the speaker, Professor Cassandra from North Carolina, who will be coming in. We're inviting the community to participate in that, to hear that briefing for him about airport cities. So all council members will be invited to that. We'll post it so that we can have all the council members there if you're interested. And that essentially starts at 8 in the morning and will go till about 9:30 for his presentation, his portion of the presentation. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Any questions?
Question?
Yes.
Are you rescheduling the roadshow?
Oh, yes, ma'am, because of the 18th.
I understand, but are you working on finding a date?
Yes, we are. We are trying to look at, I think, a tentative date. I haven't heard whether we are come back is maybe even November 9th.
Okay.
But I think we're still trying to coordinate calendars. But we'll get back to you on that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mayor, Council, I know you've received a lot of inquiries and regarding complaints filed, election-type complaints, and what is the process? So I thought I'd take just a minute. It's not on the agenda, so I'm just going to run through with some general information on what do the statutes require, because this process is dictated by state statute. And if somebody has a complaint with regard to an election-type issue, they file it with the city clerk's office. The clerk's office will then notify me, and the clerk and I will research it and do any type of investigation that's needed. I then respond to the complaint. I will respond, and sometimes the clerk will be included in that. We obviously keep the whoever the alleged wrongdoer, that party, up to speed and involved and informed on the process as we're going through the investigation, let them know that a complaint came in, let them know what our results are, and obviously give them a copy of our response as well as the complainant. This issue doesn't come to the council. State statute dictates the process, and it's decided by the city attorney. If someone wishes to challenge that decision, they have the opportunity and the right to file a lawsuit in the Superior Court at Maricopa County. So, quickly, that is the process we follow and that we followed for years, and we will continue to follow throughout this election cycle as well.
Okay, thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn the study session.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we'll reconvene upstairs. Let's take about 5 minutes. I know it takes at least that long to reset up, so. All right.